Yes.
Okay, so RJ's on the line, Joe Tillman's on the line, Paula Stabler's on the line. Is Congressman Mason, are you on the line?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure that all the committee members are on the line.
We're ready whenever you are.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to call the Congressional Select Committee of Inquiry meeting to order. The time is 2 o'clock. Roll call, please.
Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Speaker Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present. The next item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Walker, will you please say our prayer?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this beautiful spring day. I want to thank you for the rain that you blessed us with, Lord, and I just thank you for the change of seasons, Lord. Just ask that you be with this committee as we deliberate and make decisions, Lord. I just ask that you be with us over the next few days as we conduct our final business of our HACA session, Lord. And I just want to pray for our children, our elders, those that are in mourning and sick, Lord. Lord, I just ask, that you bless this world with a cleansing and rid this world of this coronavirus that is taking a grip on all of the world, Lord. Anyway, I just, again, go to you, ask for forgiveness for our sins. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is consideration of rules of procedure. The chair will entertain any motions that any of the members are considering.
Chair, just a moment. I have something. Get to it. Okay, I have a motion for the committee. For the purpose of deliberation and administration tasks, that Shannon Edwards and her attorney not be included in these discussions and only the CIO committee be allowed to attend these meetings.
Second.
Speaker Tillman, was that you as a second?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Discussion?
Chair, this is the clerk. Could you please forward that to me?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear whoever just spoke. I did not hear any of that.
Chair, this is the clerk.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yes.
I'm just asking if the motion could be forwarded to me, please.
I just forwarded it.
Thank you.
Chairwoman Goodfox, Whitehorn.
Yes.
Is there a document that you guys are working off of that do I have it in my email?
A document and agenda?
Yes. What was the motion that's on the floor?
Clerk, will you please read, or Congresswoman Stabler, will you reread your motion unless the clerk has it already via email?
I have it. The motion is for the purpose of deliberation and administrative task, Congresswoman Edwards and her attorney not be included in these discussions and only the CIO committee be allowed to attend this meeting.
My question is on this discussion of this motion, is that a new rule of procedure this committee's coming up with as stated in the rules? That you're allowed to have rules of procedure. Is that what you're calling this, or
yes.
I don't understand what this is.
Yes. The answer to your question is yes.
It's an adoption to the rule of procedure.
Yes.
And so what that motion means is that during deliberations and administration of
administrative tasks, yes,
of the select committee of inquiry, that only the committee will be allowed into the executive session?
Yes.
Okay. I just would like to ask, who do we ask? Well, I'll ask you, the chair. Is that in line with what Rule 12 and Rule 5.14 say?
Madam Chair, this is Trey.
Yes. Trey, you have the floor.
Thank you. The rule, the proposed motion, it would be fine. It's in order. The rules require from Edwards and for her counsel both are allowed to attend all hearings of the committee. You know, if they're meeting, if they're having meetings for the purposes of deliberation or administrative tasks, that's separate from the evidentiary collection portion of the investigation, which is the hearings that will be called once they start taking evidence through testimony or collecting documentation.
I believe I understand that portion of the rule. What I'm not understanding is, does this rule encompass members of Congress, exclude them from that executive session?
There's not, and there's no, in the rule that does not say that only the members of the committee will attend the hearings or deliberations or administrative tasks. The committee is afforded the opportunity to adopt rules, additional rules of procedure if they choose to limit the access to their deliberation and administrative tasks to only themselves. I believe they're within the rules to do that, as being afforded the opportunity to adopt additional rules of procedure.
Well, I just didn't read that in the committee rules. I read that they can adopt rules of procedure as long as it doesn't violate the congressional rules. And Rule 5.14 allows members of Congress to enter into executive session meetings.
I'm sorry, which rule was that again?
I believe it's 5.14 or 7.14. Excuse me, not 5.14, I think.
clear. It says an executive session is a portion of a meeting or session in which only members and invited persons are in attendance. So that could be read to mean all the members of Congress or members of the committee and an invited person.
I believe this is not under the heading of the rules that applies just to committee. So I believe this is the rules of Congress, and the capitalized word members means members of Congress.
I would agree with Congresswoman Whitehorn's reading of that.
We have a section in our rules that pertain to committee functions, and it also references that the committees will conduct themselves in accordance with 5.14 down in 7. I think it's 7.14 that it says that.
I'm looking. I believe it's still up for interpretation, as I stated.
Well, I'm going to lodge a disagreement with that. And it also says down in the select committee that they may form rules of procedure as long as they do not violate congressional rules. And I think that's a direct violation to not allow members to attend meetings of congressional committees. The select committee is of inquiry. The select committee of this body.
Like I said, I think it's up for interpretation. So I'm going to allow the committee members to vote however they decide to vote.
Do the committee members have any discussion? Thank you, Trey.
Are we in discussion now?
We have a motion and we have a second on the floor, and we are in discussion.
Can anybody tell me or remember if the president was set with the removal hearing before? Congresswoman Clark.
I can speak to that.
Trey.
There was a similar procedural rule adopted in the Eddie Red Eagle Select Committee of Inquiry Investigation. I don't believe that it limited the members of Congress from attending, but then again, it wasn't a member of Congress that was being investigated either.
Okay.
Mr. Gill, Chairwoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Do you have that rule that select committee adopted? Because it was my recollection, we made a rule. The only rule I can remember the committee making, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that they could not enter into discussion unless they were asked to join the discussion.
I do not have that in front of me.
They were allowed to be there. They could choose to be there, but they just weren't. The rule that we made was they weren't allowed to join in discussion unless they were asked to join in discussion. And I think that's the only rule that select committee passed.
I remember that passed one on not helping. Red Eagle or his counsel in deliberations.
Right.
But I can get a copy of it for you.
Okay.
Congressman Walker?
Okay, so since this remains a motion, and there's some contention and debate on whether or not the motion is within this committee's authority, Council still stated that would be up for interpretation. Obviously, we could expect or anticipate a challenge. Who would be the arbitrator? Who would determine that challenge? We've already seen a challenge or two or we've already seen something from this woman Edwards' attorney regarding a couple of other issues that has been brought up. So I'm just curious on this motion and how it would pertain to the other challenges and other potential challenges. Who's the arbitrator? Who will ultimately decide that?
Chair, could we ask everyone to mute their phones if they're not speaking, please? There's an awful lot of feedback.
Yes. If you're on the line, anyone on the line that's listening to this conversation that's called in, which you are entitled to do, because this is an open meeting at this point in our committee of inquiry, please mute your phones if you are not the person speaking, or you're going to cause us to have to go back several times and repeat ourselves. Please mute your phones. Thank you. Congressman Walker, I'm going to direct your question to, it's a procedural question, so I'm going to ask Mr. Gill to speak to that.
Thank you, Chair. Ultimately, I believe only the body itself could overrule the committee on this issue.
Okay, so meaning we would have to vote on this in a regular session? Like the body of a whole? That would be my question.
Yes, so if a member of Congress wanted to challenge the committee's ability to utilize this rule, if it were to pass, or to limit it in some way, as in letting all the members of Congress attend executive session, they could make that motion on the floor of Congress and a vote would be taken.
Okay. So the motion is still in order. We can still vote on it. And if someone wishes to challenge it while we're in session, they can do so at that time.
Madam Chair.
Hold on just one second. Hold on just one second. Is that how I'm understanding that, Trey?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, y'all have a good one.
Question for the committee and for consideration, why would the onus be on adopting a rule that would need to be challenged instead of seeking approval for a rule that wouldn't need to be challenged?
Is that question directed at me or the person who made the motion to adopt the rule?
More of a hypothetical for the committee, I guess. I think that's a big change of precedent to adopt a rule that would need to be challenged instead of seeking approval for a rule that wouldn't violate rules.
Well, it wouldn't need to be challenged. I would say if someone wanted to challenge. Okay.
And Ms. Madam Chair, if I may explain.
Yeah, sure.
Members of Congress should not be excluded from deliberations. I think, or just hearing. I'm not sitting here saying we need to be able to talk.
The members of Congress were never in the last committee of inquiry were never allowed in deliberation to also deliberate with the committee.
understand that I'm not asking for deliberate.
Hold on a minute. I have the floor. They were allowed to sit in. They were allowed to be included in discussion if the committee of inquiry, which was established by the judicial branch of the Osage Nation, but they were never allowed to sit in and deliberate with the committee. So the committee of inquiry's work is done in the form of a report, which includes a recommendation to Congress. So I would say that there's a little bit of a difference there. They're not
allowed. Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, if I may seek clarification, would this motion exclude members of Congress from sitting in?
The way that I just heard Congresswoman Stabler's motion, yes, it would. And I'll
so
direct that. Actually,
as a point
I would
of clarification,
direct that question. Hold on just a second. That question should be really directed towards the movement, which is Congresswoman Stabler. So, Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Congresswoman Stabler, your phone is on mute.
Sorry, here I am. So this motion was developed over going off the past removal. Now, at the past removal, of course, it was not a member of Congress. So that was a tricky part to consider. So I put this motion forward because the deliberations are so close to us, and I thought it was following what you all did before. So I willing to hear from the committee if we need to modify it so that members can attend and not speak. That's one thing, but I think the main concern was just the closeness of members to Shannon. I mean, not just specifically, I mean all of us being in that same body with someone who's facing this. So Madam Chair, I'm willing to amend if this will help us get forward with this, to amend so that not the exclusion of Shannon, to leave that one there, but so that members can attend but cannot address the committee.
Madam Chair,
are there any other members of the committee? Because this is the vote that's before us. So I would like to hear, Congresswoman Whitehorn and Congressman Potts have made their statement very clear at this point. We know exactly where Congresswoman Whitehorn and Congressman Potts stand. I'm not trying to call committee members out on the spot, but those are the committee members that I would like to hear from at this point.
Madam Chair,
have anything to say.
Madam Chair, Speaker Tillman.
Yes, sir. Speaker Tillman.
Thank you. I have a question for legal counsel, either Mr. Gill or, and I believe our legal counsel is present, Mr. Grimm.
Yes,
correct.
He is.
Okay. Mr. Grimm, I've heard Mr. Gill and his opinion, and I was just wondering if maybe you had an opinion that you would like to place forth.
Yes, I look at 5.14, and it talks about when the executive session is only the members, and I would read that members of the committee and invited persons. If the committee wants to invite all the members of Congress, that's within their discretion. The situation I have is I've been hired by the committee, and that's the attorney-client privilege I have. If you open it up to third parties, there may not be a privilege associated with that. That's the only concern I would have.
Madam Chair, if I may?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Gill, you've heard Mr. Graham's opinion. Are you satisfied with that so we can move forward with the vote?
Uh,
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, as far as the procedural issue at hand, I am satisfied, yes.
Thank you.
Chairwoman Goodthought. Whitehorn.
Chairwoman Good. Call for the question.
There's a motion to call for the question. We are now going to call for the question of whether or not to vote on Congresswoman Stabler's rule, her motion. Roll call,
point of parliamentary inquiry.
Second.
It has to be recognized. Point of parliamentary inquiry has to be recognized.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Chairwoman Goodfox. A point of parliamentary inquiry, I'm asking the parliamentarian. I've heard Mr. Grimm's interpretation of congressional rules to read that members, as stated in congressional rules, would allow for the chair to exclude other members from congressional committees. I think that interpretation would then lead the, per se, the Congressional Appropriations Committee to be able to exclude members of Congress from appropriations deliberations. Is that a correct parliamentary interpretation of that position?
We're not talking about appropriations. That is not
but
germane
I believe
to the
that
subject
interpretation
right now.
Would
That's
apply.
That's not germane to the subject right now. There's a call for the question right now with a second on the floor. Clerk, roll call, please, for call for the question.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes. We now have a motion on the floor with a second. We've been asked to call for the question. Please repeat the motion, clerk, and then do a roll call, please.
The motion is for the purpose of deliberation and administrative tasks that Shannon Edwards and her attorney not be included in these discussions and only the committee of inquiry be allowed to attend these meetings. Congressman
roll call,
Walker.
Please.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes. Motion passes unanimously. Are there any other motions for considerations of rules and procedure at this time? That's what we're on.
I have I'll let that go right now. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. The next item on our agenda is executive session for confidential personnel matters. And we will now hang up and go to the go-to meeting, which is the secure line for executive session. Thank
you. You need a motion going to executive session?
Yes, please.
So moved.
Is that a separate number?
That's Congressman Walker.
I got it.
We have a second. Who was the second from?
I did not get a second.
Do it without a
second.
There we go.
Second from Congressman Mason. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Motion carries. We will now go into executive session. Thank you.